So we're going to read the book of Jude. Today, we're going to read Jude verses 8 through 11. The book of Jude. Likewise also, these dreamers defile the flesh, reject authority, and speak evil of dignitaries. Yet Michael the archangel, in contending with the devil, when he disputed about the body of Moses, dared not bring against him a reviling accusation, but said, "The Lord rebuke you." But these speak evil of whatever they do not know, and whatever they know naturally, like brute beasts. And these things they corrupt themselves. Woe to them! For they have gone in the way of Cain, have run greedily in the error of Balaam for profit, and perished in the rebellion of Korah. So, as you might remember, our topic, our main theme of this letter is false teachers, is apostates. Those who have fallen away from the faith and continue to be in the church. There are two different kinds of apostates. There are those who are fallen away and they continue in the church. And then there are those who fall away and they go about their business. They go try to find pleasures and joys in the world, fulfilling their flesh's desires. And those who are in the church. And those cause a much greater threat to us, to the church, than those who are in the world. If you could open up to the book of Hebrews for just a moment, chapter 6. Chapter 6 is verses 4 through 6. It says, "For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come, if they fall away, to renew them again to repentance, since they crucify again for themselves the Son of God and put him to an open shame." That's a definition of apostates, those who have fallen away. Verse 6, if they fall away, that is those who, the Greek word for that, the word fall away, is parapito. I may not pronounce that as well as a seminary student would, but that's basically meaning someone who departs from the facts and the realities of the Bible. They don't believe them. The Bible, the Scripture, the Word of God hasn't penetrated them. God, through the Holy Spirit, didn't reveal His truth to them. And so they do not understand the Word of God. They continue to be in the church, and some of them are perhaps even leaders. And in the book of Hebrews, the author here is saying, "For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened," that they were one time, at one point, they were enlightened. They have known the truth. They have tasted the heavenly gift. Notice that it's a past event. They have once been enlightened. They have tasted the heavenly gift. They have become partakers of the Holy Spirit and tasted the Word of God. Then it says if they fall away, it is impossible for them, it is impossible to renew them back to repentance. Why is that? Because they don't see themselves as sinners and in need of a Savior. And that is the tragedy, that is the deadly blow that they give to the church, is that they are unregenerate people amongst the church leading people. They are the blind leading the blind, as Christ quoted the Pharisees. And so that's a definition of apostates, and that's who Jude is writing about in the church. Another definition of apostates is in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. And it says, "Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will come. For that day will not come unless the falling away comes first and the man of sin is revealed and the son of perdition." What day? He's talking about the end of days. When Christ comes, that will not happen unless the falling away comes. That word, falling away, that is apostasia. Apostasia. That's apostasy. until the falling away happens. So he's predicting that there will be a time. He's not predicting, he's prophesying that there will be a time when people will fall away. That people will be leaning upon their own self-righteousness, upon their own merits, upon what they can do, and they are going to leave the church. Or some of them are even going to stay inside the church, and they will hurt the church, those who are immature, the believers who are immature. And so with the book of Jude, just a little reminder, he is saying he wanted to write a letter regarding our common salvation. But this theme, this topic of apostasy was so important that he left the topic of salvation. He says, I was going to write to you concerning our common salvation, but I found it necessary to write to you to contend earnestly for the faith. That's how important this theme was. That's how important this was. There were some who were snatching people. As Paul mentions, Hymenaeus in the book of Timothy, who have went into the world. And that's what these people do. And then he says, for certain men have crept in unnoticed. Notice that these apostates, they are camouflaging. They camouflage into the church. They camouflage to be believers. They have crept in unnoticed, and who long ago were marked out for this condemnation. Guess what? Their condemnation has been prophesied. They have been prophesied that they are going to be condemned. And he brings up examples. As I mentioned a few Sundays back, we have an example of Israel, who was led out of Egypt by God's powerful arm. And because of their unbelief, what happened? He destroyed them. Then we have the angels who were made in the beginning to bring God glory. They left that state and they wanted to bring themselves glory. And they too departed. And they too left defected from God. And God, what did God do? He pronounced judgment, reserved in chains under darkness for the judgment of the great day. And then he brings a third example of the Gentiles, Sodom and Gomorrah, where he mentions that they too had the word preached to them by Lot, but they also defected, went after strange flesh. We know that that's homosexuality. And God put them as an example of eternal fire, hell. And so he continues this topic. He says, likewise, also these dreamers. I want you to pay attention to the word dreamers. He's saying they are dreamers. And then he's bringing up three examples of what they are. The book of Jude, he is very organized. In verses 5 through 7, he gives us their outcome. He gives us an apostate's outcome, what happens to them. And then in verses 8 through 10, he gives us their characteristics. And in verse 11, he gives us an example of them. And so we have three threes here. Three threes. This is the second threes that we're going through. These dreamers, they defile the flesh, reject authority, and they speak evil of dignitaries. I want you to know that they are dreamers. They dream their way into the church. Their religion is the product of their own imagination. We have so many that we can think of, the Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses. They are all a product of their own imagination. They're all dreamers. And they have to dream. Why? Because they reject authority. They reject Christ as their authority, so they cannot go to the Word of God, because that the Word of God stands against them. It condemns them, and so they have to dream. They have to invent. They have to imagine their own legal system. And so that's what they are. They're dreamers. And then after they reject Christ, they defile the flesh. These dreamers, they defile the flesh. What does that mean by defiling the flesh? They defile the flesh in the sense that the Lord has created man to bring him glory. When man sinned, he knew that he was naked. He knew he was naked, and that brought him shame. Something that the Lord has created for himself, it was now to himself a shame. And so they, after that, man wanted to please himself. And so he defiles the flesh through the acts of sexual sins and pleasing himself through the worldly means. And they defile the flesh. And notice that these dreamers, they defile the flesh. That's the first thing that they do. And then they reject authority. They reject Christ as their authority. That's the reason. That's the root problem to why they defile the flesh, is because Christ is not their authority. And then they speak evil of dignitaries. So next Sunday next time we're going to be here, we'll talk about that part. What does that mean, that they speak evil of dignitaries? They speak evil of angels. And then he brings up an example of what that means. May the Lord bless his word. Amen.